okay. If you do, it's going to be recorded. So if you don't, then that's okay. Just put it in your mind's eye and put it in your heart and have an intention that way. And the reason I'm starting it so early is because it feels like it. I know Teresa's not going to be on tonight.
Okay.
Andy might even have a hard time coming on. So timing is a bit off for people right now. And so that's how I think we started the conversation, Marilyn, and the call. It's kind of like you were persistent, but you had a hard time getting on, and it feels like just because things are a little bit, timing is a bit off.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
And that actually feels okay, because it feels to me like if we're a bit off, then that means we're no longer resonating with that, with a certain reality.
Oh, that's great.
And it feels like, to me, as it's a bit off, it's like unhinging and unhooking from that old dynamic and tapping into a new way of being.
That is excellent.
It's like when I put out the announcement of the call, Susan from Hawaii said, love the intention. And I thought, oh, did I have an intention? And I guess I did. And it was very much about choosing to go into 2014 into a new world.
Okay.
And so it's about actualizing and tapping into everything we've set into motion so far and saying, hey, it's time that we synchronize with our own hearts, synchronize with our own rhythms, and let the rest of the world catch up.
That is amazing.
Yes. And so, and that's interesting because that just came. I even forget what you and I were saying earlier, Marilyn, when I said, oh, I think I want to actually record this. But that's what came up. It feels like we're actualizing what we've put into motion. It's like we've started a really giant wave, and it's now we're integrating it into ourselves and into our own heart's desires and into what it is we're choosing instead of stepping into the old paradigm and the old way of relating. The old way of relating.
That is really excellent.
Yeah, the old way of relating was a very disconnected way of relating because we weren't connected with ourselves. And if anybody has anything to add as you're coming on board, we just started the call like right at 8 o'clock because it just felt right. So if anybody wants to interject and add anything and add any intentions as you come on, feel free. I'll just say hi to everybody that's coming on board.
Thank you. Hi, dear.
Hi. So if anybody wants to state out loud an intention, feel free. But what we noticed were there was timing. Timing was off. And the timing was off because we're no longer willing to resonate with that. And so it's about coming into alignment with ourselves individually and as a collectively, and then allowing the world external to us to catch up with that. So as we connect with our inner resources, we are opening up the ability for the rest of the world to do the same. And we are also opening up the connections. It's like I see and feel the trees, you know, the nature elements, the animals. I feel them. They're like all participating. And now I'm actually, because the animals just came on board, I'm supposed to acknowledge So-So and Joey. They're here with us in Hawaii. But they're not going to be on the call. So telepathically, they said, okay, count me in. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing. So it's like harmonizing with ourselves internally and then resonating that out, much like a sound wave that is like a beacon to anyone that wants to resonate with inner harmony. And when I say inner harmony, that doesn't mean that your external world is always harmonious. That means that you are harmonious even in the disharmony. So that means you have the abilities, you are able to tap into your abilities because your inner resources are all readily available to you. And so what I saw in our history, there is a lot of violence, there's a lot of disconnect, there's a lot of fighting over resources. And as we gather our own inner resources, we no longer need to fight for external resources. They just line up with us. So I'm watching that all occur, and I'm just watching, like I said, plant life, animal life, the elements, all just kind of getting excited, but kind of like in a celebratory kind of way. It's almost like, yay, we're celebrating New Year's before New Year's. So it's like we're setting this shift in motion all the way through to 2014 and then through into the shift into the Chinese New Year, which I believe is January 13th. So it's like putting the momentum forward for that change within ourselves that is going to allow the change outside of ourselves to show up for us, because we're showing up for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again?
We're allowing the change to show up for us as we show up for the change.
I'll try.
Thank you.
So I said, yeah, it's that putting that energy in motion, putting that shift in motion that because we're connecting with those inner resources within ourselves, that we no longer need to fight over the outer resources. We're suddenly lining up so well internally that the outer resources are just kind of being magnetized and harmonized and resonating in a way that they line up with us.
And Debbie, this is Angela. Hello.
Angela.
And what you just said, I feel like that's already starting. So I'm really excited.
Nice. It is. It totally is. But if you want to add anything, please do. Like I said, we started like right on time, and because everything was just coming through, because I knew Teresa wasn't going to be showing up tonight, so it's kind of like all me. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, all us. Seriously, that all us.
Yeah, so. I've had things showing up in the last couple of weeks that have literally just been showing up. I haven't been going after these things. Like what you said, I guess the things within me have just lined up in such a way that it's like, oh, of course this is yours.
Yes.
So I'd like to see that continue. I guess that really is my intention, is just it's happening at this new moon, and I would like to see that continue well into the new year. So.
Beautiful. And I can tell you that's what I see happening. I definitely see that happening more and more and more, and those of us who are tapping into this frequency, into this energy, are opening ourselves up to that ability to receive. And, you know, I for one, it's like we get to make a choice. If we show up for ourselves, then the universe will definitely show up for us, because it's not like anything's been lacking in our lives except for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's about, I really feel like that the last month when we did that whole claiming our full authority, because we did it as a collective, it was like the universe said, ah, okay, they're ready, let's do this. And it's just stepping into that ability to receive in a way that's like it's just present. Just present. It's about being present for yourself, showing up for yourself, and just welcoming whatever shows up for you, and claiming it. Claiming it is important, actually.
Yes.
So it's by acknowledging all of our feelings and just letting our feelings flow instead of shutting them off. In a session earlier today, the words, one of my clients said, I feel fear right now. And I said, that's good. You know what? Because what we've done is we've made such a confusing mixture of what the world's supposed to be, that we've decided that some things are okay and some things aren't in terms of our emotional realm and our emotional world. So we've created this schism in our emotions and our thoughts. And fear, we say, no fear, only love. But you know what? What I realized today is fear is not the absence of love. I mean, love is not the absence of fear. It's the inclusion of everything. So it's by saying okay to yourself and by allowing yourself to receive your life and your world and just be totally available to whatever shows up is how more things and more you become available. So it's a synchronizing. So I think that's how we started this call. It was like everything was out of sync, a little out of timing, and it feels like that's what's happening. We're synchronizing with ourselves, and then ourselves as a collective, and then that's kind of filtering out into the people that are on the call, that are intentioned in the call, but not, and into anyone who's willing and able to receive this. Nice. Does anyone else want to say something?
Well, this is Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
And hi. I love that you got us to have sovereignty over our life and to claim our life. And I would like to be able to hold space for the divine part of that, so that when I have healthy boundaries, I'm not saying, hey, this is my world, and someone else says, well, this is my world. Like, if it's more encompassing, I'm holding space for the universe, I feel people won't be so much on the defensive or something.
Well, that's the thing. When you're present for yourself and you have all of your inner resources, you don't have to. You claim it for yourself, not from a place of, okay, so here's another thing. We're tapping into that commander energy. And that commander energy is not the false image of commander energy from the past, which is the general going to war. That is not commander energy. That is definitely fear going awry. So the commander energy is claiming all of your inner resources, claiming your life, and then when you do that, you are saying yes to the universe. So then the universe will do nothing but say yes to you. So that's the commander energy, because what we're doing is we're not claiming our lives in exclusion of anyone else. We're claiming our lives in inclusion of our soul, our heart, our mind, our emotions, all of those functional aspects of us that have individual needs. And as we do that, we partner with the universe. So as we partner with the universe, that's when we step into our commander energy, because we're not saying, I command you, I command over you. We're saying, I command the divinity within myself because I am owning it. And as I own the divinity within myself, the divinity just says, yay.
Right. And, thank you for that clarity.
You love that.
Yeah, you know, call it universe, call it God, call it whatever you want to call it, because it really doesn't care what you call it. It just cares that you call it.
Thank you.
Debbie, there's a conversation I had with someone today. He was saying that he had to put out a lot of bullshit to people so that to keep them from bullshitting with him. And I said to him, no, you don't understand. I, in my world, I don't want to have to put out bullshit. I refuse to do that. And he said to me, but you have to do it. I said, no. I do not bullshit people. I just don't let them come into my world. And he couldn't understand that. He said, yes, you do. I said, no, I don't, because I don't want to have to change who I am so that I have to bullshit somebody. Does that make sense to you?
It makes total sense, but what I'll say to you is, he can't hear you. That's what I would say to you.
Are you there?
He can't hear you.
And he can't hear me.
Yeah, it's because he's coming from a different perspective. He's coming from a different vibration and coming from a different frequency.
Okay.
In that case, it's like, I would just breathe into that moment, and you know, and each moment is different. You know this, but what I'm saying to you is, I agree with you. You don't want to put out bullshit, because what you put out is what you get back, and that's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Stop, you know, and I actually love, because what we've been doing is working on disentangling all of these belief systems, and they're collective belief systems. It's a global dynamic, our world, obviously, and we're all part of it. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what sex you are. I don't care if you're human. I don't care if you're animal or plant. We're all part of this world. So these belief systems have been influencing us, And it's like I said earlier today, I love the fact that the initials for belief system is BS, because it really is bullshit.
That's interesting, yes, yes.
So it's not about putting out bullshit, it's about letting it go.
That is so funny, that's what I told him. I said, in French, I said, the only thing that comes to me is lâcher prise, which is letting go.
But you can't let go until you know what you're letting go of.
Right.
So everyone
okay.
has their own time, which is that lining up of the synchronicity of the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say to everybody on the call is as you line up, as you continue to line up and claim your life for yourself, not from a fearful or territorial way, simply from a presence sort of way, as you do that, you're going to attract both. You're going to attract people who are like seeing your light. You're going to attract people who are seeing your light, and they're either going to be resonating with your light or they're going to be contrary to your light. But that's because, just like the Course in Miracles says, everything is love or a cry for love. So if you get that contrary information, that contrary energy coming at you, just breathe into it and just shift, just tweak your perspective just a little bit and ask for what this message is meaning for you and where is there still a little bit of fragmentation in the way that you align with your inner resources.
I would like
to
add... In other
words, what are you denying?
Yeah. I would like to add to her... Hello?
Yes.
I would like to add that... The way that you've been affected by what he says, I bet 100% that he was affected by what you said, and he's thinking about it just as well.
Oh, yeah.
You're 100% right. You're right. You're right. Because he kept saying to me, I think he was a bit having a really rough day because I seemed to smell alcohol, and he was just coming at me when I was talking at my job. He's a customer. I don't know him, okay? And he kept saying to me, I'm coming to you because I've got like four things, but you've got that fifth thing, and I'm trying to get you to tell me what that fifth thing is because I don't have it. And I'm like,
yes.
Good Lord, what is going on?
Yes.
That's actually
exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have something I want.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
You know, and the only thing I could say to him, I said to me, what's coming into me that I have to tell you is let go. You have four things, and you're controlling, but to me you need to let go of something, but I can't tell you what it is.
Mm-hmm. But that's beautiful.
Good. It's good.
And that was perfect.
Yeah.
And that's what...
Oh, good.
You let it go.
Yay.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. And thank you, too. Who was that?
Daya.
Daya, I thought so. Hi, Daya.
Hi.
So, that's bringing me into... Somebody else has something to say. I'll wait for it. So, actually, it's so-so. Our bird friend from Hawaii, he is sending this image, and it looks like a tidal wave, actually. And it feels like a tidal wave of fear. And it's linked into an antiquated persecution. So there is a tidal wave of fear in many of us still that is afraid to step out and just speak up. And trust that as you speak up, that you're speaking not your mind, but the integrated aspect of your soul, heart, and mind.
Yeah.
And as you do that, then I'm seeing like like a pebble settling to the settling to the bottom of the ocean, settling to the bottom. It's like sediment settling to the bottom of the ocean floor. And that's quieting. It's a quieting energy, because as you honor those aspects of yourself, as you honor what really is being called to be expressed through you, then it's like your soul just kind of breathes a sigh of relief and says, oh, okay, yay, thank you. So.
That's like the Dalai Lama who talks about, he says in not the Dalai Lama, but it's something from a session that I was in when the Dalai Lama was giving a training, and the person said, it's like a glass of muddy water. If you stir it up, you've got all the confusion of what he calls samsara going around, and you're dealing with that. But if you sit quietly, the sediment will slowly settle, and then you can see clearly.
Yes, and yet sometimes you have to stir it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, then you're not, maybe you're not honoring your truth. In other words, sometimes things have to be stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, you don't keep them stirred up. They need to be stirred up because it's like something is so desperately wanting to come out of you. And when I say desperately, it's coming from a soul's longing, not from this fearful have to fight for my life dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because right now I'm like holding my fist. So it's like there's some of that energy. And part of the energy of what I got today too was with fear and honoring fear. Fear is the precursor to our intuition. When we honor it, we receive the information and we can quiet our minds and relax into the situation and make conscious choices. When we don't, it becomes like gripping fear, and it paralyzes us and doesn't let us do anything. And the image that came to mind was a deer. Now, a deer, it depends on situations. If a deer feels a predator in the wild coming at it and it freezes, sometimes that freezing will save its life because whatever's after it as prey can't see the movement and can't catch it. However, if a deer is in the middle of a road and it sees headlights coming at it, and it freezes, it's going to die. So it's really about discerning and honoring all of those aspects of consciousness and awareness and discerning situationally by opening up and receiving and listening to the guidance that comes through moment by moment by moment, and not prejudging it, but actually tapping into the moment and making a choice or a judgment from there. Instead of being judgmental, we're making discernments, we're making judgments about situations and actions that need to be taken in the moment. So that's tapping into all of our emotions and the consciousness of discernment and awareness and allowing that to come in through our senses. And what we're doing is, interesting enough, with body talk, we often work with balancing the senses, and the image is often of pulling away filters. I image it like pulling away layers of senses that are blocking your ability to be present in the moment, because they're so muted from the filters that you can't, by the time you've gotten the message, it's like that whisper down the lane game. So there's some of that. We need to remove some of those filters. But we also, as we remove them, we want to remove them. Actually, we want to remove all the filters, but then we want to reinstate healthy filters that allow you to guide. Say what? What was that? Okay, it's an echo. So that's funny. We're instilling healthy filters. We're removing some filters and instilling healthy filters. So as we're pulling them away, the distortions are coming out, and yet we need filters in this reality. But we want to have more, what's the word? more appropriate filters for the present instead of the filters that carry all of the old grime and residue and darkness or blackness from and soot from the past. So it's like cleaning our filters and like pulling them off and then cleaning the new filters and adding new filters that allow you to breathe and expand in your world in a way that allows you to envision something you possibly maybe couldn't have envisioned before. Nice. So it's expanding our awareness, and I see very much that we're being linked in and connected with those filters into a more receptive mode, into a more receptive frequency, into a more, I want to say enlightened, but not from the perspective of enlightenment, which we used to think of it as enlightenment is like pretty much ascending out of our bodies. That's not enlightenment at all. Enlightenment is about calling the light into our bodies and through our bodies and into our lives. So it's about bringing that light down into your being, into your skin, into your bones, into your muscles, into your connective tissue, into your organs, into every cellular aspect, including on the energetic level. Because the energetic world, it's like we all have blueprints, and these blueprints are like they're mimics, actually, of what actually manifested in our physical world. So it's about shifting those blueprints and allowing them to be fresh. Upgrades. We're getting upgrades. I like upgrades. So, where are we now? We're going into the heart now. I just love it. It's like all of these sounds. I don't discount anything in a session. Everything external is all part of the session, so I love it. It's like we're going into the heart. Beep, beep. Okay, I like it.
Yeah, when you go into the heart, to you monitor the heart with a beep, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
You ask for it, Deb.
Life is pretty brilliant if we just let it show up as brilliant, and if we show up as brilliant. In other words, we shine our lights. So we're going into the heart, and we're connecting it, our hearts, with our third eye, and with our crown. But what we're doing is we're doing it in a way to not lift our hearts out of our body. We're doing it in a way to call our spirits down into our heart space. And then we're connecting it. So we're doing an alignment of our chakras. And so it's like lining up this pillar, because it feels a little bit like the pillar's a little bit off. Like there's a, you know, if you see a line of like Legos or blocks, and they seem a little bit off. So it's like bringing those blocks, those amino acids, those cellular matrix aspects, as well as the energy frequencies of the chakras, lining them up into a, it's like a pillar or a tower, and I see it like lining it up like a tower, almost like a radio tower. So this is one of the things that Lightworkers Method, I think, is brilliant at this, and it made me aware of pulling our cords out of the world, just like the Bible says, in the world but not of the world. And so what we're doing is we're pulling in our intuitive channels out of the people and situations and dynamics in the world around us, and instead pulling them in, and the visual is directing them straight up. Now, we know there's no real up, down, whatever, but it's a visual that allows you to tap into source in a way that gives you a clearer vision. So that's why I see everybody like being lined up to their own radio frequency, and radio tower so that you can receive clearer information before you're hit in the face with it. I love it because it just got the comedic dynamic of the old pie in the face.
Sending and receiving.
Hey,
yay!
Andy, you did make it.
Yay!
Hey.
Well, I'm at work, but my last patient didn't show up, so I ran down the hallway and I'm hiding out in a room and doing this. So.
Yay! Well, that's perfect time. So good. So Teresa's not on tonight, so it's just us.
Cool.
So I hope it's that you're on. So now go for it. Now you have something to say.
What's that?
I'm just, it's
so different at this work because of the energy of it, trying to tune my antenna, so to speak.
Oh, well, good. That's beautiful. So now we can just kind of envision you as this radio channel or this radio tower and kind of help you to get above what I hear is get above the din of day-to-day life. And yet...
We're back to handshaking, Debbie.
Yes. When I say get above the din of day and day life, that doesn't mean I'm above it all. You guys understand the difference? So it's not like saying, oh, I'm above it all, or I'm more enlightened than anyone else. It's about just getting clearer and getting clearer in your ability to choose and your presence and the fact that you are connected to Source. And not only are you connected to Source, we're each like a prism. A light fracture or a light representation of Source. So it's about bringing those lights together into an organized, what's the word? Organized?
Beacon.
Say what?
Beacon.
Beacon, yes, an organized beacon, but I'm doing something weird with my hands as I'm talking. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm kind of structuring and molding things together.
It's almost like creating, if you're in an energetic matrix that's not necessarily perfect, you know, like Western medicine, when that may not be exactly what you'd rather be doing,
yeah.
You can, setting it up so that you're just slightly out of phase with that energy so that you don't get pulled into it too much or have it affect you. It's almost like
excellent,
global, but not exactly. So you know, and it's if it's whatever the situation you're in, because we all have, whether it be family or whether it be you know, work environments or just going to the mall, you know, where you don't want to get pulled into that energy. So it's like you set it up so that you're still in that world, but not of the world. So it'd be just slightly out of phase. So.
Yes. Almost like, well, it's like we were talking earlier, I don't know how much you heard, but it's about setting up resonance because your inner resources are so integrated that your outer resources just line themselves up. So almost like that dynamic of being out of phase is almost like if a situation arises around you that is not your situation, because, you know, we're always mirroring one another, but sometimes we're mirroring one another to the degree of we're just part of the collective, and maybe it's not your stuff. Maybe it's something you've had dealt with in the past. And so it's being out of phase with it just enough that you're, like, almost invisible, so it passes through you.
Yep. It doesn't stick.
And that's what we worked on earlier with the senses. It's like pulling away all the old filters and instilling new filters in the senses so that we're not so sticky anymore.
Okay, that's why in psychic training they teach that you, when you're reading somebody, you never exactly match them. You get close enough that you can read them, but you don't match them.
Yeah.
The same idea.
So you align yourself with them.
Mm-hmm.
And because you can never exactly match them, actually, and that's the beauty of it all. We're all different. We're all similar. Like, we resonate in a certain wavelength, in a certain vibration, in a certain frequency, but we're all slightly different. And to try and phase into another person to the degree of totally being them is...
not a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea. Recommended.
You can turn it on like a TV screen so you can see what's going on, but you really don't want to feel what they're feeling. It's just not healthy.
Yeah. Well, some of us can't help that because that's just part of our frequency. But you don't have to, like, be it. Exactly. You can just recognize it, feel it, and let it go.
Recognize that it's separate from you. So.
Exactly. A lot of wind going on.
Another sound, Andy mentioned TV, and that was like the white noise of a TV screen that's been on all night long, and there's no emission happening.
It really is. I love it, Marilyn. Hey, you're right on sync now. So now you guys
that's
start
wild.
Doing, when you're doing something, just notice around you what annoys you and ask, okay, so what's the message here? So, my nose has started itching. What's that about? So it's like, there's something.
See, that just totally changed everything. I just took my stethoscope off. I realized it was like not a noose around my neck, but it was keeping me in that energy.
good. Well, and something's going on now because I have, like, this irritation in my senses. Oh, maybe that's what it was. So we just need to do a cleanse there.
Well, the stethoscope is like an anchor in that world because I don't use it when I do body talk, but you always have it on when you're in the allopathic world. I mean, so...
Were you there when John actually used to have us use the stethoscope to listen to our emotions and our organs and our endocrines?
Well, you mean the over the belly, you mean?
Yeah, well, over the belly, like, just put it in different body parts, and you get to hear, like, if an emotion's going, or you get to hear an organ. And really, you do. Quite brilliant, actually.
I believe it.
I just gave you another reference. It's like... I planted a seed to allow you to not have to phase into that dynamic every time you put on your stethoscope.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Something is opening up around the heart. I don't know if it's just mine or if it's everything.
Nice. Feels like something we're working now in the lower, the dantian. There you go, that's good. So we're working in the dantian, and it's very much working with that lower the lower meridians. Lower channels, the lower frequency, the denser frequency. So we're working at the dantian level and the hips and the pelvis and all the way down to the
Debbie, you're breaking up. It's almost like an old a hand radio, and I'm trying to shift the radio so that I can stay connected or that I can hear you clearly, and there's nothing to shift but my perspective.
Yes, very good, girl. And it's true. So it's really about just stepping into that ability to just change perspective. That brings me to when I took Matrix Energetics many, many years ago, Justice, his daughter, on stage, she would say, shifting perspective is as easy as just moving my body over a foot.
Say that again.
And if you guys doubt that, try it. If you're having a bad moment, try changing your physical posture and your physical body. What it does is it taps you into different frequency. It's like you catch a different radio wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a moving anchor, and I'm not sure if it's supposed to be moving or if it's making me move around. I'm glad I'm in a room that no one can see me. Finally anchored.
Thank you, yes. I was thinking for a while, okay, is this starting to tell me something?
I just kept moving around, and it's finally like, okay, now.
Okay. Back to the heart. And we're actually anchoring, interesting you said that, Andy, the heart into the body, but we're like hooking it in a way, not in a way to restrict it, but like anchoring it into the Dantian. So it's not like we're not displacing it or pulling it out of the heart space, but we're actually giving it some stability in the Dantian and calling on the breath to energize it. And then it's getting really, really quiet. So we had to have some noise outside.
Did a dolphin come in?
No, I'm in the office. It was a car. A truck. Oh, it's interesting you say that, though, a dolphin come in, because earlier when I was kind of getting ready for the session, it was like basically we just were inviting the world to join us, and dolphins and whales were just a beautiful, they're here. They're part of it. It's just beautiful. Andy, do you have anything more?
Me?
Yes. Andy. Well, anybody, actually, because it's very quiet here right now. It's kind of like, quiet.
Well, actually, I'm listening to the noise when you're speaking, because you said it's actually clear now, and all of a sudden there was all this noise that came on, and I didn't know if it came on just on my side or on everybody's side.
Came on here too, right after I said it's actually quiet now.
Yeah, and I'm listening to that. I'm listening to all those outside, those background things.
Wait, is it still going on? Because it's not going on here now.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now it sounds like someone, like wind blowing in the background.
Yeah, that's what I heard earlier, but I don't hear it here now.
Hmm.
I hear it.
You hear it?
I hear quiet.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
You know what it sounds like, Deb? It sounds like when you put, it sounds like when you put a big conch shell up to your ear.
Got it. Let me know if it stops.
Okay.
Is it still going?
It stopped.
It
no,
stopped.
It stopped. Hey, someone
Susan,
needs
darling,
to speak.
I,
There's
I,
someone
I,
that needs to say something.
I muted Susan. I think she's
I thought it was just my brain.
So, actually, though, it was interference. So what we need to do is we need to balance for interference. Because as we set this in motion, what we want to do is we want to vibrate on a level that allows us to tap into, again, our inner resources and to something new and what is meant to show up for us and yet we want to set up a dynamic that allows us to breathe through interference.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, it's about breathing through interference. And what I see is like just a kind of spiraling vortex, like tornado kind of energy, but not in a violent, aggressive sort of way, just kind of a swirling, almost like actually like a Sufi dance kind of way.
The interference pattern is just another tool that our bodies can use. So when we were talking about being out of phase before, that's a tool that will work at times when there's a lot of energy around us, chaos, whatever you want to call it. But another possibility is to be tapping into the heart and then kind of creating an energy field 3 to 5 feet out from our body that sort of it creates an interference field so that stuff either can't stick to us or that so that the energy leaves us alone. That's the best way I can put it.
That's beautiful, actually.
Without having to say anything or yell or say, get away from me, it's like it does it for you.
Exactly. That's it. And when we do line up with that aspect of ourselves, that's what happens. It's kind of like, you know, the people that you're out of phase with or that you just simply can't resonate with or you don't want to resonate with because they feel so discordant and so out of sync with themselves. And you basically, all you have to do is line up internally is what we're doing, too, setting this program up, lining up internally, and they either transform or they transform out of your life. So basically, it's like they just disappear. Or the conflict disappears.
Either way, it resolves itself in your world.
Either way, it resolves itself in your world. And it's kind of like we're putting that in motion. And thank you, Andy, for that interference pattern from the heart, because I was actually feeling that too. It's like dancing with the interference of your life, and maybe that's what I was seeing, the spiraling out of the heart in that kind of Sufi, beautiful kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have what they call the Bisonurse bear?
The what?
They're little cartoon characters. They're bears.
Oh,
and
yeah, yeah.
There's a bear with a heart.
Uh-huh.
And he beams his heart beam.
Yeah, we do
have
that. Are
you talking Care Bears?
No.
Yeah, that's what you must call them. Yeah. They have rainbows and hearts and clouds and all this. When Andy was talking, I had the picked image of the bear with the heart.
That's beautiful. They are called Care Bears.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. I didn't know we still had them. That's great. And, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're syncing up with our own, with each other and with ourselves. And just kind of removing any interference. And it's like, and actually, there's an interference right now I'm seeing that feels like, it feels like wires. And the image that's coming to mind is like tangled up in fishing nets and fishing hooks. So it's like having to just dissolve those hooks and get them out of our field. And the message that's coming through is that as we internalize, not by stepping out of the world, but as we internalize and gather our inner resources, it's about us quit fishing for problems, quit fishing to correct things. It's like almost like in the past, we've been so trying to fix everything and run frantically around like chickens with our heads cut off that we have magnetized to that. And it's about unhooking that and shifting our perspective to the degree that we quit sending out hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been, it's like we've been fishing for problems without even being aware we're fishing.
Well, it's the way you tend to see what's not right, so that's where you fish for problems. So what you need to do is allow for solutions. So.
Yes, Well, or even just shift a perspective. Exactly. So by shifting perspective, like maybe it's about tapping into that discernment, and it doesn't mean being okay with the violence of the world, but it means just quit directing your energy there. So in a way, what you do is if you choose to be in that environment, if any of us choose to be in that environment, we want to be in that environment in a way where we are solution-oriented. You're correct, Andy. So where we are allowing solutions instead of basically judging the problem, we are instead seeing it differently. That's tapping into our senses and our filters, and we are allowing ourselves to see it differently. We are allowing ourselves to trust that this is not real. This is not the way of the world. It's not bend a spoon. There is no spoon. So if we can alter our perspective of what's wrong, then what's wrong no longer needs to be present. Nice. And we're going to balance that out with simple body talk switching.
Oh, boy, was I switched today.
Were you?
Oh, man. Some of it was the out-of-phase stuff, but some of it was, that's what it was. I get this, like, typing dyslexia, and I just can't type anything. I need to do switching. That's what it is. Oh, thank you.
There you go. It's like sometimes the simplest tools we have, we forget.
Yeah. Just courtesies.
Yes. Nice. So, I just felt Teresa's presence. That's beautiful. So, I'm feeling kind of quiet, except for I'm feeling bladder kidney meridians. And that, I think, has to do with the letting go aspect. It's like really just release. Release.
I'm getting my mind around what Andy was saying about something about the seeing what's wrong and letting go, and all that kind of stuff came in mixing up in my mind. And all of a sudden I saw Monty Python's The Guy with the Hump. And someone touches him and says, I can do something about that. And he goes, what? Do something about what?
Exactly.
I would love to get to that place.
Yeah. It's about choosing to allow it to be different.
Mm-hmm. You know how you get to that, you know how you get to that place, Marilyn? Snap
Not
your
yet.
Fingers.
Did you going to tell me?
Snap your fingers.
Say? Oh, I love it. Thank you, Andy. Oh, that's great.
It's nothing more than
that. Oh, I love
it.
Okay.
I do, too. Let's all snap our fingers.
That is excellent. Thank you.
if you can, you know, wiggle your nose like Sabrina, the witch back in the 60s, you can do that, too. But
I never could do that. I really wanted to.
Yeah, so did I, but that wasn't going to happen. So.
Can I raise an eyebrow like Mr. Spock?
Sure. If it works.
That would work.
Yes, I do the Vulcan mind meld all the time.
You have to be careful with that, I guess.
This is true. Excellent.
Good. You know, what just came in with all that is the consciousness of self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
With a big S. It's like, yay. I just saw a lotus flower opening. Nice.
Pretty image.
Yeah, and it just kind of is settling down through everyone's crown and all the way down through to their root. So then the image is like we're all standing on a lotus flower. So whenever something stinks, just smell the lotus flower.
Lotus flower.
Okay. Is that a button?
Actually, I think that essence just came in for some reason. So let me just
it was a plug-in. I said Lotus Flower plug-in.
Yes, it is.
Plug-in. Okay. Okay.
Same thing, only different.
Mm-hmm. And when you said Lotus Flower, all of a sudden I was seeing a magnolia, which is interesting.
Ah, yes. No. No, definitely Lotus
Something
Flower.
Must have changed with the distance. It turned into a magnolia.
Okay, well, that's okay. Let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
Let it flow. Okay. Does anybody have anything else?
I would like to add, before we go, not so much is, but to actually breathe in the rhythm of the lotus flower.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a few moments to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just take a minimum of 3 deep breaths, inhale and exhale. And remember, when you inhale and exhale as you're breathing in the lotus flower, make sure that you pause after you've inhaled, before you exhale, and you pause before you inhale after you've exhaled. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Let's breathe it in collectively. So envision it under yourself and envision it as part of this group. I want to add one thing. As you take your final exhale, envision a smile in your heart. Everybody that sent in their intentions, whether they verbalized them or whether they sent them in via email or in to intentions on the website, just know that you were included and know that these intentions were included with this work today. Anybody else?
Nothing's coming in.
Yeah, me either. So I just want to say thank you all. I'm very grateful to you all. I love you all. Have a wonderful holiday season. And we're going to continue these in 2014. So please spread the word, because we are choosing. Each of us on this call, I know myself, I am, and if you're on this call, you are too. You're choosing to live in a different world and invite those you want to be with you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, everybody. Happy holidays to all of you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Night, Deb. It was Rhonda. Thank you.
I know you were there, darling.
I knew you did. Thank you. I needed that. Be good, honey, and happy holidays.
You too.
And bye.
Bye.
Better get back to work.
Oh, Andy, thank you. Thank you for showing up.
I'm glad I was able to. This is cool.
I know it wasn't easy, so thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.